It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. This season, the Frost Art Museum at FIU will feature three different exhibitions offering contemporary Chinese art. It's quite a unique exhibition schedule here in South Florida, and Judith Bishop is here to tell us more.
Since art and academia are often simpatico, it's no surprise there are museums on college campuses throughout the country. The Yale Museum of Art in Connecticut, the Berkeley Art Museum in California, and here in South Florida, the Frost Art Museum on the campus of Florida International University. It's a natural connection. And university museums share another vital connection, philanthropy. In the case of the FIU Museum, Patricia and Philip Frost have lent their name and their resources to make the dream a reality and to underwrite its expansion. The Frost Museum is guided by Dr. Carol Damian, its director and chief curator. Dr. Damian is a graduate of Wheaton College and earned postgraduate degrees at the University of Miami. She's a nationally recognized art historian and the author of The Virgin of the Andes, Art and Ritual in Colonial Cuzco. Carol Damian, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat. It's a very exciting time at the Frost Museum, where contemporary Chinese art is in the spotlight. Interesting choice. What prompted you to focus on that particular aspect of the art world?
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. And it's fun to think back about China and the Frost Art Museum, and to realize that actually we have been doing a lot with China and Chinese art since the museum was built, which was 6 years ago. It first came about because one of our major supporters is a woman from Taiwan. Her name is Jane Shao. And she gave an endowment to the museum for Asian art studies. She also has a gallery at the museum that is named after her family. And it was my relationship with her that prompted an interest in contemporary Chinese art, because one of the first things that she introduced me to was art from Taiwan. I didn't know anything about art from Taiwan. And she brought a group of artists to the museum and said, with their portfolios, and said, this is what they do. These are very traditional artists, and these are very contemporary artists, and they work very much together, and you have to understand the past in order to understand the present. So I had a little bit of an education about China through Taiwan. We did an exhibit that she sponsored. She brought the artists from Taiwan. She brought the works. It included beautiful traditional ink paintings. It included photography, kind of National Geographic photography of some of the most beautiful locations in Taiwan, and other works of art by young artists who were really breaking the boundaries and breaking out of the traditions, but never losing respect for those traditions. So that was kind of our introduction. Then, of course, FIU opened a campus in China. We have a School of Hospitality Management at the university in Tianjin, China. So our relationship at an academic level is very important as well. After the Taiwan show, a couple of other exhibits were proposed to me that we jumped on, knowing that Jane would like us to support these exhibits. We did an exhibit called East Meets West, which was a traveling show that also showed the way Chinese artists looked to the West. We think at the beginning of the modern world, the late 19th, early 20th century, there was a lot of interest in looking towards China, especially towards the tradition calligraphy and beautiful works on the scrolls and on paper. And then, of course, there was the fascination of the French artists with Japanese prints. So we see how modern artists began to incorporate ideas from Asia into their work. And then as the world got smaller and smaller, there's this wonderful back and forth that occurred. What was striking about this exhibit that we did called East Meets West is these are artists who are very much looking at us and fascinated by McDonald's and Burger King and Coca-Cola.
I will never understand that, but I know it's universally
true. It's very universally true. And you don't expect it from Chinese artists. You know, that there's such a preponderance of information and advertising that occurs. So that was another way that contemporary artists were looking at us. So, you know, to make a long story short, we've always had, since the museum opened, an interest in China.
Well, landing this particular exhibition was quite a coup because the Frost is the only United States stop on the world tour. Mm-hmm. How does that work behind the scenes? Is there a lot of political and economic dealing back and forth?
Oh, yes.
Share
some secrets. It has certainly been one of our most interesting projects that we never thought would actually open the night that it opened. And you can read between the lines a little bit, the artist never made it. There was problem with paperwork, a passport being stolen, not being able to get a visa, and poor Simon never showed up for his opening reception.
This is Simon Ma.
Simon Ma. Yeah. We did have his team there, including his brother, his mother, two women that are like his PR people, and an installer, a technical installer, because the work is very technical. So we did have a whole team. They arrived on time. The work finally got here. We didn't know whether it was going to make it through customs. We did not know if the broker was going to be able to get it to us. And we all had our fingers crossed until like 2 days before the exhibit was supposed to actually open. But everything fell into place, as it does. We waited and we waited, and Simon never got on the plane.
Political
well,
dealings.
You know, I don't want to speculate about what happened. It was complex, but unfortunately he didn't make it. But he promises that he is going to come back in October for a closing event. So many people are anxious to meet him. So it was very interesting. The whole process has been very, very interesting.
Well, the whole process of political suppression, Ai Weiwei and some of the other stories are really crystallized the problems going on behind the scenes
always,
there.
Always. And so it was, I don't want to say that it was surprising that he didn't make it, but he didn't make it to his opening.
Let's talk about his work. It's called Heart, Water, Ink. It's a 70-piece exhibit, multimedia, even a 3D video. What are some of the pieces that you feel are most important in the collection?
Well, he is a very multimedia artist. He works in painting, very traditional calligraphy, ink brush painting. That's his training. He's a sculptor. He is also an artist who's a designer. He's a furniture designer. He's a jewelry designer. He went to Murano in Italy. He was fascinated by glass and went back to China. And from what he learned, he was able to create crystal pieces that are based on his experience in Murano. He works in polyurethanes and resins to create monumental sculptures. I think that the most dramatic piece in the show is a dragon horse. His name is Ma. Ma means horse in Chinese, and it is also 2014, the year of the horse. So the horse is throughout the exhibit. Grand scale horses, life-size horses, and then this amazing dragon horse.
Simon Ma certainly is a Renaissance man. Mm-hmm. He's not only an artist, but he's also studied music and architecture, and I guess his music perhaps led to a friendship with Julian Lennon, John Lennon's son.
Yes.
And a collaboration as well.
Yes, I met Simon in 2012 at Art Asia. And I was walking through the fair, and I saw a group of people standing around this artist who was actually, in a very performative manner, creating an inkbrush painting on a long, long, 9-foot long scroll as people watched. And he was demonstrating, he was explaining what he was doing, how everything is so prescribed, it's so meticulous, and it looks like it's spontaneous, but you can't do it unless you know how to do it.
I was there and saw that.
You saw
that. It was memorable.
Yes, it was very memorable. And in the crowd was a young man taking photographs. Did you see him? Did you notice him?
I did not notice, no.
And I looked at this young man and I thought, gee, he looks very familiar. And I was with the Chinese art professor at Florida International University. And of course, this man wasn't at all familiar to her. But, you know, I said, doesn't he look familiar? But she didn't know who he was. And then I realized when I saw all the paparazzi and everything happening, who it was. And found out that, yes, indeed, that they had become friends, that Simon is a trained musician. And there's a lot of music that is apparent in his work as well. But that they were going to do a collaborative jam session at the Art Center as part of the whole Art Basel scene. So, yeah, that's a different part of him as well.
It is. Art Basel, it's been an amazing thing for Miami. Mm-hmm. There's so much more to talk about the Frost Museum. We'll be back shortly with Carol Damian, the director and the chief curator.
Please stay with us. The conversation will continue on South Florida Arts Beat right after these messages. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Now we return to the conversation between our arts contributor Judith Bishop and Carol Damian.
We're back on South Florida Arts Beat with Carol Damian, one of the art leaders in Miami. She is the director and the chief curator at the Frost Museum at FIU. Carol, you are featuring Chinese art. I guess you could call it a trilogy. The first artist you're featuring, Simon Ma. And up next, and I hope I pronounce this properly, is Wang Xingsheng. How would you describe his distinctive style and how does it differ from the other contemporary Chinese artists?
Wang Xingsheng is primarily a photographer, and basic to his work is trying to capture the radical changes that have been taking place in China and how these changes have affected the people. So he goes and he takes thousands of photographs that represent the old and the new. So you might see a young kid that looks like he could come off of South Beach, and then next to it, a very traditional elderly person in beautiful ancient style garments. And then the social clash that occurs when the young are trying to modernize maybe what we would describe as too fast, and the rest of the population doesn't quite understand that. As the world has really shrunk and the awareness of a young generation to what is going on in the rest of the world has really, that's really captivated them. And they want to be a part of that. And it's a big jump. It's a leap in China from the end of the Cultural Revolution to what is happening today. It's a quick. When you think of it, it's like 50 years, but the changes have been so incredibly dramatic, and it's affected everybody. We know the stories of them just mowing down parts of the city so that they can build a skyscraper and relocating. So Wang Xingsheng is addressing those issues through his photographs, and kind of the photographs are almost like clashes of images. And he installs these photographs in huge, monumental, theatrical arrangements. So an entire wall, 12 feet by 12 feet, might be covered with the photographs to create a theater set. It's like a drama. And frequently, you will see that in front of the photographs, you'll see a man on a ladder. And that will be the artist who's photographed himself into this. So he's become part of the cultural change as well and trying to make sense of it because it doesn't make sense at all.
An Alfred Hitchcock moment.
Exactly, an Alfred Hitchcock moment.
Tell me something. You said he has taken thousands of photographs. Mm-hmm. Is there any censorship? Is there any penalty involved if he photographs something that the powers that be would prefer not to have photographed?
I think there probably would be, and perhaps in his career this has happened, but at this point, I don't think his work is meant to be as overtly critical as we might imagine. It's such a cacophony of images. It's not as if he has just one image that he's focusing on saying, you know, look at this, look at what you're doing, mm-hmm. you're destroying our people, but rather they're so mixed up that it defies censorship in that respect.
What are the dates of his show?
Wang Xingxiong is going to open on November 8th and close on January 18th. So he's going right through the height of the season.
And rounding out your tour, it's The Art of Xu Bing. That opens mm-hmm. in February, and it's another perspective on the contemporary scene in China from a leading artist who recently exhibited at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. What is his life like and his work and his artist perspective on the world?
Well, this is probably one of China's most important artists, and his art is completely different from Simon Ma's art and from Wang Xingxiong's art. Technically different. However, what the three of them have in common is that they are all commenting on dramatic changes in China, and they're all commenting on a respect for tradition and bringing it into a modern world through their own media. Xu Bing is currently exhibiting in New York with an extraordinary installation at St. John the Divine, where he has installed two huge phoenixes, two huge birds, right from the ceiling of the nave. And the birds are made out of recycled construction materials. Construction, very important in China, and he's gathered these materials and created these amazing birds. So he's very much in the scene. But the work that is at the Metropolitan Museum of Art is part of the exhibit called Ink Art, is Book from the Sky, and that is actually coming to us. So we are thrilled that we're going to be able to bring this very important work. It's beautiful. It's a scroll, a handmade paper scroll that literally hangs from the sky with book pages on the floor beneath it. Every one of these pages looks, at first glance, like traditional Chinese calligraphy. But it is actually calligraphy that has been reinvented and redefined by Xu Bing into his own contemporary language. For instance, he can take my name, Carol, and he will invent a calligraphic notation for Carol. I don't know how he does that, but he did it for me. And I look at it and I think, wow, that looks really beautiful. That looks like Chinese calligraphy. And then he'll say, look carefully, and you'll see the C and the A, and they're all integrated into this mark. So he's using Western words and Western language, but he is creating a Chinese symbol for it.
That's an example of the globalization of art.
Right, right.
Just encapsulated. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amazing. Now, in conjunction with these special exhibitions, FIU has added a new art professor to the faculty, Li Duyi.
Li Duyi, Professor
and
Li Duyi.
What's her background and what's her area of expertise and how does that link with what you're mm-hmm. exhibiting at the Frost Museum?
Li Du is a scholar. Her expertise is in the Buddhist caves, which is where she is right now. So she is in the caves documenting the imagery there, interpreting the imagery there, and working in a very ancient art form. However, she is a very modern woman, and she studies contemporary Chinese art and teaches contemporary Chinese art. I've had the pleasure to hear her talk and to hear her give art tours. And what is fascinating about her grasp of the contemporary world from a scholar's perspective, of course, but I think what makes it special is that she's coming from antiquity. She's coming from an understanding of the ancient images, the ancient traditions, and all of the rich symbolism that is involved in that as well. So it's fascinating.
It is fascinating, and you have given us an eye-opening insider's look at the world of contemporary Chinese art, which will be on view for almost 6 months in one form or another at the Frost Museum on the campus of FIU. We thank you so very, very much for being here today and for bringing us these important exhibitions.
Thank you for having me. Come visit.
For more information on exhibits and programs at the Frost Art Museum, log on to thefrost.fiu.edu or telephone 305-348-2890. For South Florida Arts Beat, this is Judith Bishop.
Judith Bishop is a television journalist who has covered breaking news, politics, and the arts for WABC and CNBC. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will return in just a moment.